This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nine companies and 44 individuals were indicted in New York for a $34 million fraud on heating oil pricing for consumers. About half of all potential future global warming emissions from the U.S. fossil fuels, about 450 billion tons of carbon dioxide equivalent, lie in oil, gas, and coal buried beneath public lands controlled by the federal government and owned by the American people, and not yet leased to private industry for fuel extraction. District of Columbia is the most unequal of all 50 states. Second place and the most unequal actual state belongs to Louisiana, whose Governor Bobby Jindal is seeking the GOP nomination for president. Third and fourth place belong to Democratic New York and Massachusetts, but Republican Mississippi and Alabama rank fifth and sixth. Railroads lost an appeal over the DOT's new oil train rules that require installation of expensive new brakes on trains hauling hazardous, flammable materials. Biggest splash on the fight for $15 per hour day of action was a march on the Republican debate in Milwaukee that provoked a question from Fox Business about the candidates' positions. Supreme Court seems ready to uphold a wage and hour decision for $5.8 million of back pay for workers not paid correctly by Tyson Foods. India has loosened rules on foreign direct investment, particularly easing the local sourcing requirements on international retailers like Walmart and others that have long sought to enter the country. Southern Baptist, with 4,800 missionaries and 450 support staff, plan to cut 600 to 900 of them, a 15% reduction, by offering voluntary early retirement to veteran missionaries because of budget shortfalls. Safeway reveals a $300 plus investment in building clinics in half of its stores for Theranos micro blood testing centers that is starting to unravel because the company couldn't deliver on its technology after all the Silicon Valley hype. UAW has filed for an election for skilled trade workers at the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga that has long been its organizing target. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.